talked to an executive who just returned from a conference on creative relationships that was sponsored by his company and run by a team of social scientists. And he says, you know, the very first question they asked us when we got there, so a group of executives sitting around in a room. And he said, the first question they asked us was, tell who you are apart from your job or title. And he said, nobody in the room could answer. Nobody in the room could answer. They didn't know who they were apart from their job or apart from their title. It's an interesting thing to get around a group of men, talk to them. And the first question that you usually ask is, what do you do? And invariably, they will relate what they do with their job or their title. I'm an engineer. I'm a doctor. I work here. I do this. I create these. Get around a group of women and ask them that question, and you'll get all kinds of wonderful answers from the women. They'll pull out the pictures of their children and their grandchildren. They'll talk to you about their husband. They'll talk to you about their childhood. They relate all kinds of things where these dullard men can't do anything but line themselves up with the secular society in which they live. You know, it's been a long time since I've asked anybody, who are you? What do you do? What is your task in life? And had them tell me, first off the bat, I'm a servant of God. In fact, I'm not sure I can ever remember anybody saying that to me. Now, occasionally I'll get hold of a pastor, if I ask that question, who will tell me that he's the pastor of such and such a church. But that's related to his job and to his task and to his title. But if we really believe what we say, then someplace along the line, we're going to have to let this thing stir inside of us. There's going to have to be an angel that comes and stirs our waters or some kind of subterranean bubbling that's going on to bring us to the place to where we can begin to say who we really are. Otherwise, we are crushed by the system. I mean, totally crushed by the system. To the degree that when the system says, it's time for you to sell your house and divorce yourself from your friends and forget about your church and go move someplace else, that we salute the system and we say, yes, sir, and off we go, giving credence to our Lord and to our Master, rather than seeking God about what God is saying, whether we should leave all of this and all of this and all of that and go off to someplace else. Now, that's not to say that God doesn't work through that and oftentimes give us direction through that kind of thing. But so many never seek to start with. They just take it and away they go, crushed, paralyzed by the system.